afternoon, everybody. It's time now to turn our attention to Nebraska High School Class D2 8-man football playoff action. Today, Fall City's Sacred Heart, with a record of 4-4 on the year, takes their traveling medicine show to Humphrey St. Francis to take on the Flyers, who are now 5-3 on the year. Sacred Heart fans, you know what's going on. The Irish have been beat up this year. Injuries have put several of their original starting eight on offense and defense out for the season. That will include quarterback and the lead running back for the team in this ball game. You never know what might happen in a playoff game. Fall City Sacred Heart, Humphrey St. Francis, they have met numerous times. I believe this is meeting number 12 between the two schools in the playoffs over the years. Humphrey St. Francis, losses to very powerful teams in Class D2. Sacred Heart, they are coming off a loss to Lord Central Catholic last Thursday night at Peru State College to finish up the regular season. I visited with Sacred Heart coach Doug Goltz about the season, about injuries, and about today's game with Humphrey St. Francis. You'll hear the conversation after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
It's time now to visit with Coach Doug Goltz of the Sacred Heart Irish as the Sacred Heart gets ready to go into the playoffs this afternoon at Humphrey St. Francis on the road against the Flyers. Coach, I know our conversation earlier today, it's certainly not the way you want to go into the playoffs with off of a loss with a bunch of injuries, but still, your kids have played well enough this year after a rough start. They've got themselves in position to get in the playoffs once again. It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the team for that. You know, you've got seniors on our team that this is their fourth year of playing in the playoffs. You know, you've got some schools that they've never made it to the playoffs, or those kids have never played in a playoff game, whereas this is the 36th year in a row that we've been in the playoffs. So we're not going in on a high note, but certainly it's an accomplishment to make it to the playoffs, and, you know, we're going to go up to Humphrey and compete the best we can tonight.
And you and your staff have had to do a good job. I mean, that the opening loss of the season when you gave up all those points, it would have been easier for some of the kids just to kind of fold up and go, "What, you know, this is not what we expected," and you kept them in there and got some good wins.
Yeah, I thought we were getting better each week. Even in the Johnson-Brock loss, I thought we showed some real improvement if you look at game by game, week by week. But the injuries have really hurt us, you know, in these last two games. We've got three starters for sure out. Sam Dunn, quarterback, Evan Keithley, running back, and then our lineman that we lost to BDS, Matthew Nedenrip. So, you know, when you're losing three senior starters, it obviously is going to hurt your team.
It seems over the years, you've had a number of kids get hurt during the football season, miss some games, but I don't remember a rash of injuries for Sacred Heart where it just all came about at one time. I mean, it's just rare that you had to deal with an injury situation like this where you've got so many kids hurt, even some that are going to play today are hurt.
Well, what hurts is the you got some key positions. You know, when you're losing your quarterback and then your skill player on offense, like Evan, who touches the ball in a lot of ways, either catching it or running it, mm-hmm. that's going to impact your team. And we do have some kids that are banged up that are kind of going to be game time to see how well they can play because of some injuries that they've gotten here at the end of the year. But I really think a lot of it is you know, we've had more of a season like other teams do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been some years where we might only have two out of the eight games where we have to play kids clear into the fourth quarter. But this year, because of our schedule being tougher and our team maybe not being quite as deep or strong, you know, we've had kids having to play full games. And the more plays you play, the more chances there are for injuries. And then there's more fatigue as the season goes on, which can lead to injuries. And I think some of the things that we've had to deal with are what most teams deal with every week. It's just that we haven't had to deal with it as much because we've been deeper and our schedule hasn't always been as tough as this year.
Mm-hmm. Humphrey St. Francis coming in here 5-3. You said they lost their first couple of games. Their losses, if there's such a thing as a good loss, they've lost to really tough teams.
Yeah, I think they're a very young team that, you know, they dropped those first two games, but as the season's gone along, they've figured it out. They've got their players in the right places now, and they've gotten better and better each week. They also had a forfeit in week 7, which probably allowed them to heal up a little bit more. So, you know, they have a young team, but they've really come along that I think there's probably been great improvement. And Coach Kessler would probably say that he's really liked how their team has improved throughout the season.
Mm-hmm. This is, I think, gosh, this is, if I counted right, the 12th playoff meeting between the two schools?
That sounds right. I mean, we played them quite a few times early, and then there was kind of a period where we didn't. And now here in the last few years, I feel like we played them another 5 or 6 times. So, you know, it's a team that we've come across many times. Same coach here the last several times, so expect a real tough team here.
Mm-hmm. How, I guess on offense, how limited is your playbook today with a new quarterback in there that hasn't been in there much this year?
Well, we practiced all week running the things that we felt the most comfortable with, and it's not just having a new quarterback. We've got some other guys,
mm-hmm.
positions that are either new or they just haven't had the reps at. So, it, you know, when you got 8 guys trying to get them to all work together, that's no small task when a lot of them are guys that are playing a new position or in a key position like the skill players, your backs and your ends. I'm just hoping that we can function out there well enough to execute the plays that we do run. We didn't have any delay of game penalties last week against Lords, despite the way we were kind of scrambling with all the injuries. So hopefully we can execute and do things on offense that can move the ball. We just got to get it in the end zone a few times. We weren't able to do that last week.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game this afternoon.
Thank you.
All right, it's Sacred Heart and St. Francis coming up here in a few minutes. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Ford.com. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Kelly Cryer to their staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Cryer is a board-certified colorectal surgery and general surgery with additional interest in cancer prevention and will be at the hospital the fourth Tuesday of each month beginning on September 27th. To schedule an appointment, please call 402-245-6510. At the Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Stateline Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seeds, a history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Stateline Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Humphrey St. Francis. Humphrey St. Francis. Hosting the Fall City Senior Irish this afternoon in class D2 high school football action. I'm John Dixon, along with Troy Nelson here today on what Troy Nelson is the best day we've ever had at Humphrey for a football game. It's 75 degrees. The sun is shining. A few clouds that might block the sun, which is not going to bother us at all. And a west wind at about 7 to 10 miles per hour. You couldn't ask for much better.
No, this is beautiful. You know, compared to what we had Monday and Tuesday, where it was bone-chilling cold, then you get to Thursday, and it's like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, players may have liked that little more chilly weather a little better, but
yeah.
They will survive certainly with this. We talked with Coach Golds. You heard a little bit about the problems the Irish have coming to this ballgame. Troy, they are one beat-up unit.
Yeah. You know, you got three starters out, three seniors standing over there on the sideline, you know, and you just hope for the best for them as they move on. But they're... And he got a fourth one that's probably 50%. But
yeah.
He is playing. He should start. And as his mom told him this morning when we left the house, just do your best.
Exactly. We're talking about quarterback Sam Dunn, running back / receiver Evan Keithley, also out for the Irish. He's been out, seems like most of the season now, is Matthew Nedenreff, the center. The quarterback, the center, the running back, all out. Who else are we missing?
That's it.
Okay.
For injuries.
For injuries. Your son?
Yep.
Riley is dinged up. Bad wheel?
Knee.
Okay.
Broke the bursa cap in the Johnson game, and now it's a bone bruise.
That doesn't sound like it feels very good.
No. But he got passed by the trainer, and he's got a knee brace, and he said practice felt good Tuesday and Wednesday, so... We'll see what happens.
So here is the lineup for the Irish on offense this afternoon. Coach Gultz will go with James Freshel, a quarterback, 175-pound junior. Now, he normally starts at end. Jack Stice will play at running back, 160-inch junior. Joe Simon will be a tight end, 195-pound junior. And Joe, he's got a shoulder that's not the best condition in the world as well. John Krause at a guard, 174-pound senior. Gavin Lechtenberg will be in there at running back at times, 176 and a senior. Carson Sells moves into a starting spot at end, 148-pound senior. Ryan Ellison, fullback, 176 and a senior. Vaughn Leonard back there at guard, or excuse me, a center, 250-pound junior. And Evan Bailey is a 238-pound sophomore that also has moved into the starting lineup as a guard for Sacred Heart. That's on the offensive unit, Troy.
All right, so defensively for the visiting Irish. On the three-man line will be number 24, Joe Simon. Nose guard will be number 45, Vaughn Leonard. And that's your other defensive end, number 52, Evan Bailey. Your linebacking crew across the middle, Number 31, Gavin Lechtenberg. 42, Riley Nelson. And number 5, James Freshel. And then your defensive backs, number 21, Jack Stipes. And 34, Carson Sells.
The last look at the last starting lineup for the Irish for Coach Eric Kessler for Humphrey St. Francis today on offense. Carson Wassley, quarterback, 165 and running back. Isaac Clawson at running back, 175-pound senior. Aiden Cooks, their tight end, 195 and a senior. The other running back is Mason Guylen Kirchin, 180-pound sophomore. Keegan Hackrett is a tight end, 185 and a senior. At guard, Caleb Killam, 210 and a junior. Center, Caleb Clawson, 200-pound a senior. And the other guard is Jason Breitenberg, 95-pound freshman.
All right, for your home team, the Francis Flyers. They're going to go with your 3-4 defense, so your three down linesmen. Number 44, Tanner Clawson. 42, nose guard, Cale Clawson. And defensive end, number 28, Keegan Hackerott. Your linebacking crew, number 22, Mason. Here we go. Here's that fun name, Guylen Kirchin. He's going to have trouble with that one.
Very good. He's only going to carry the ball and make tackles.
Number 14, Jaden Kosh. Number 5, Kush. Kush. Number 5, Noah Weisler. Number 12, Isaac Clawson. And your defensive back, number 3, Carson Wessler.
Well, that's a look at the starting lineups here. The field is turf. It runs east and west here. So one team will run at the sun here in the first half of the ball game anyway. And by that time, by halftime, it should be pretty much good on a bother for anybody. Usually, Troy, when we get to the St. Francis, the St. Martin, which we've had a lot of times, it's a 12-game between the two schools in the playoffs. Usually, it's not. It's at least quarterfinals or semifinals, so a week or two later down the road. So the weather's usually a little bit cooler. The sun sets a little quicker. But it's a beautiful facility here.
Yeah.
The whole field. It's just wonderful. The entire facility here.
You know, a couple years ago, we were getting ready for the national anthem here, maybe.
All right, while we're doing that, I'm not sure what's going on. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff on PNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Oh, say, does that heart sing? Oh,
front of the ball game, sung by one of the students here, Humphrey St. Francis. Very nice job, and we are just about set, Troy Nelson, to get this one underway. Still an uphill battle for the Irish today, Troy.
Yeah. You know, they're taking the wrong way into the playoffs, losing those last two games, and again, although a lot of it's due to your injuries, but still, right, they lost their last two games against Johnson Brock and Lourdes, and Humphrey St. Francis has taken the other route. They won their last two games against Walt Hill and last week against their neighbor here in town, Humphrey and Lindsay Holy Family.
Humphrey St. Francis, 3-5. They started off with two losses, a very good football team.
Yes.
And the Irish are also, this is the toughest regular season they've played in a number of years. As I said, you don't do your school schedule anymore, and the state doesn't worry if you take any hit.
Yeah, and it just so happened that your district this year was the, and D2 football was the toughest district there was.
Kicking it away for Upper St. France will be Jaden Cush, and the Irish back there deep.
Should be Carson Sells.
Carson Sells, here to kick. Not going to matter. Ball hits 5 yards deep in the end zone. The St. Carl will take over first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line to start the first possession of the ball game today.
All right, so again, beautiful field. I was going to say this earlier, Randy and I talked to Randy about this. Johnson Brock, I thought, was the only 8-man field artificial turf in the state, but I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably quite a few more than you think anymore.
Okay.
All right, the Irish have it. First down and 10, James Freshall in the pistol, runs it to the right side and cuts back into the middle. And he'll be down to around the 18-19-yard line. Pick up of about 3 or 4 yards on first down.
And on the tackle is your defensive end, Tanner Clausen.
All of our broadcasts available on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. Hit listen live and pick KTNC. Johnson Brock is playing over on Sunny 101.3 this afternoon, taking on Wausau. That game kicked off at 4 o'clock. Here we go, second down and 7 for the Irish in that gun, and Fresno's going to try the left side, cuts into the middle again, and he falls forward for maybe a yard on the play, but no more if he got that.
Your linebacker on the other side, Isaac Clausen, coming up and forcing him inside, and Tanner Clausen getting the tackle.
I remember a game, a playoff game years ago, Bowman Saber, I think it was at Dodge, and I believe it was Brandon Sells who was the quarterback. The Irish that day were kind of limited. About all they could do was run the quarterback. And so far in two plays, that's what we see. Now Freshall takes the snap, wants to throw. He touched it, and he's tripped up. He'll lose yardage back to the 16. He'll lose 2 on the play. And it will bring up a 4th down and 9 now for the Irish. Now, I believe Cooper Canabi will be the punter here.
Yeah, he should be. He did the duties last week.
And back deep for Flyers.
Can't get a number on him. Not turn this way.
Good snap. And the punch. Drive it back. Cush will take it at his own 32-yard line. Up to the 38. Gives ground. Hit. And finally tackled at the 36-yard line. Not a bad punt and good coverage by the Irish.
Lechtenberg coming up first and hitting him low, and then Hyman and Krause in on the hitting him high.
The Flyers first down, he was spotted. He didn't get a great spot. Did he?
No,
he
didn't.
35-yard. He was almost to the 40 at one time. Had any Irish had the football, or excuse me, the Flyers had the football, first down and 10. Their quarterback, Wessel, under center, he turns. He gives to a tailback. Move the ball forward. It is Isaac Lawson. Lawson will move it out to the 39-yard line, a gain of 4.
Looks like he got Sells and Nelson in on the tackle.
Quickly over the ball again. Snap it back and tips it back this time. Lawson will try the right side. Out on second effort over that right side. He'll end up with a first down carry for St. Francis down to the Irish 33-yard line.
Dice and Simon that time tag teaming to get that tackle.
12-yard pickup and the first down of the ball game belongs to St. Francis. Come back over the ball, first and 10 at the Irish 33-yard line. High set. option, left side, quarterback keeper. I believe that was Wessel who kept it. He'll be shy of the 30, gain of nearly 3 yards, call it second and seven.
Riley Nelson and Carson Sells working together to bring the quarterback down that time.
This is going
to
be a quick moving game because I don't expect either team's going to throw a whole lot. All right, again, I formation, second down, seven to go. Toss the ball back this time, and the running back moving forward for first down and carrying the football again. Austin moved back through the tailback that time, and he'll pick it just when he got 8 yards for the first down.
Well, your nose guard, Von Leonard, doing a good job hitting him first, but he didn't wrap him up, and he moved forward, and Krause and Simon brought him down.
Klaus was listed at 175. He's not very tall, but he's kind of stocky. I bet he's a strong young man moving along the defensive line with a drawn off and up the official to his offside to bring up first and five.
Yeah, your defensive line jumped just a little too early, and there you have it. Penalty on the Irish.
Push the ball down to the 22.5-yard line, down to the 17 now with the penalty, first and five. St. Francis on the move, 8:23 to go, quarter number one. No score, just underway. Split into their right side this time. That is Hackerett. And they toss the ball back again to Clausen. He tries the left side, and the defense steps up and knocks him down after a pickup of one.
Evan Bailey, your defensive end, hitting him low, and Carson Sells, your defensive back, coming in to help out.
This is really easy for me so far because they've only had two guys carry the football.
There you go.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Can already get the play call. Carson Wessel from Coach Eric Kessler. Now, Clausen will split out wide to the right side. He is beyond the hash marks out there. Lone setback to fullback. Quarterback keeps it behind the fullback, inside the 15, down to around the 13-yard line, gain of three for Wessel.
Nelson, Lechtenberg, and Sells tag teaming for that takedown tackle.
So it brings up third and a yard. Clausen over, gets there. Wessel gets the snap count, or the play, excuse me. I'll catch up here in a minute. Now we'll go back to straight I formation. The fullback is a Gallenkircher. And there's a handoff straight. No handoff. Quarterback just pulls his way forward inside the 10, all the way down to about the 7.5-yard line. Pick up about 6 yards. And a first down for the Flyers.
James Freshill and Carson Sells making the tackle that time for the Irish.
Third first down of the drive for St. Francis. Now first and goal at the 7. Turn, toss it back. Again, Clausen on the right side. Clausen will find his way into the end zone over the right guard and center. Carries it in from 7 yards out, and St. Francis takes the lead at 6:41 mark of quarter number one. So it will be a two-point try now for St. Francis. I set Wessel with the count. Wessel keeps, looks to throw, lobs it up in the air, and it is knocked down by the back there. Looked like Jack Stice on the play. 6-0 to St. Francis, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska here. This scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. South Pine C.J. Kirtasha or Weston. With 6:41 left in the first quarter, a 7-yard run by your quarterback, Carson Wessel. Cap the 8-play, 45-yard drive. The PAT was failed, and it's 0-6, Humphrey St. Francis.
Flyers with the lead. Humphrey. The Humphrey track board just about fell off the table here. Here comes the window. Oh, that's why I was holding that window in place.
There you go.
Yeah, I see.
there's a reason for everything.
I'm not sure it's going to hold, but all right, here's the kick. And it's a high, long, end-over-end kick that goes beyond the inline and out of bounds, or out of bounds beyond the inline. So the Irish have again first and 10 at their own 15-yard line to start their second possession of the afternoon. 6:41 left to go in the first quarter. Good job by the kicker again, Cush, barreling that thing out of there. Oh, here comes Sigart, James Freshel, lone man in the backfield, swings a little pass out on the left side, and the ball is caught. We're going to lose a yard on the play, making the catch out there for themselves. Lechtenberg, 34. Loss of a yard, nobody there to help block, and the defense is right with him.
Jaden Cushing on the tackle that time for the Flyers.
So loss of a yard makes second 11. The ball's back at the 14-yard line. Ball to the left hash mark now. Trips set to the left. The Irish, oh boy, looked like
they jumped.
Irish jump. Here's a pass. Oh, nice catch. Ball, I believe that's Lechtenberg. Made the catch right at the first down mark. He'll have it. It will be a gain of 12 out to the 26-yard line.
Carson Wessel in on the tackle for Humphrey St. Francis.
So first down of the ball game for Sacred Heart comes via the pass. Now they'll come over the ball on the right hash mark again. Trips left, one wide man, two guys kind of in the slot. Quick little screen out there. Lechtenberg again makes a quick grab, spins forward, and he'll pick up a couple of yards on the play.
Linebacker Jaden Kosh. Cush. I'm going to write that so I don't forget it ever again. Cush.
That won't help. I lose my notes when I write things down. Troy really didn't help me that much. Second down and 8 after the gain of 2 for Sacred Heart here. Again, lone setback as the quarterback Freshel in the gun. Motion man coming across Lechtenberg this time, leaving two receivers in the pattern. Freshel steps up, throws, is high, and a little bit behind the intended receiver, Carson himself. Went up in the air to get it, couldn't bring it in. It'll bring up a 3rd and 8.
And your freshman defensive back, Carson Wessel, in on the coverage that time for Humphrey St. Francis.
Clock stopped, the 5-minute mark of the first quarter, 6-0. Humphrey St. Francis with the lead for the Irish. Shay Hart picked up a first down here, now face 3rd down and 8 to go. Come over the football. Simon splits wide to the right. Out there with him, I believe, is Sells in the slot. And a man on the left. One man in the block. And quarterback hit and dropped. And Russell is being pushed back. Just as he got ready to load it up and fire it, he got hit. Ball popped loose for just a moment. He's able to keep possession of it. But it's a big loss. Will bring up 4th down to about 14.
I'm going to guess the Clausen brothers that time worked together. Kale from the nose guard and Isaac from the linebacker position.
So the sack by St. Francis. And the Irish have Kanavi in to punt it away. And it's a punt. And it's to the 30-yard line. Caught there and moving back on the right side. And tagged down right there will be Jaden Cush coming back to midfield where St. Francis will take over 1st down and 10.
Stice and Sells in on the coverage tackle that time for Fall City Sacred Heart.
4:13 left here, quarter number 1-6-0. St. Francis with the lead. The ball spotted right at midfield here, and Carson Wessel comes out with a play call from Coach Eric Kessler. Been all runs for St. Francis here so far in his first quarter. They're in the eye. Toss it back again to Claus and tries the right side. Squirts through the hole into the defensive backfield. He'll pick up yardage to the Irish 34-yard line and pick up a 6.
The Irish switching here to a 4-3 or maybe even a 4-2 defense and a 4-down lineman. I think Lechtenberg's coming up and playing down lineman, and he and Leonard tripped him up.
I set again. Fullback is Guylen Kircher. Turn to give the big man the football this time. 180 sophomore. Again, he looks bigger than that. I really think Sanders, they all were big shoulder pads, it looks like.
Date back to the 80s when you had oversized shoulder pads.
A little bit. You have a couple of them all on the play. Third and two.
Lechtenberg and Kraus working together for that tackle.
Other than the quarterback and Clausen's even looked big. I mean, his shoulder from there down, he's not nearly as big. He'll take the toss, run the right side. Up the middle he goes, breaking away from the leg tackle. Hit again for line, and into the end zone he goes from 32 yards away. A touchdown for St. Francis. Isaac Clausen with a good run, breaking tackles through the line and into the defensive backfield. 32-yard run makes it 12-0. St. Francis with the lead, and now try for two coming up here. The Irish line up defensively. Three down linemen, eyes set from the Flyers, and move it along the defensive line. Second penalty of the game against the Irish.
You know, I think I heard this Sunday night at the team feed that when these guys come to the line of scrimmage and get set, they're not getting set yet, but the quarterback yells, and then they get down, and that's what's drawing the freshman off. He's not used to that hard bark.
Yeah, could be. All right, try it again here from a yard and a half. Turn, give the ball to Clausen, and he is in there for the extra point. 14-0, the Flyers lead the Irish here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to your Peru State College Game of the Week. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. TJ Kintasha on Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Fall City. With 3:01 left in the first quarter, a 32-yard run by Isaac Clausen. Capped a three-play, 40-yard drive, and Isaac Clausen got in for the two-point conversion to make it 14-0, Humphrey St. Francis.
Jaden Cush to kick it away for the Flyers again. So far, no return for the Irish as the kickoff went into the end zone. He does. The wind in his back is probably somewhere in the 10-mile-an-hour range of his back out of the west. I'm not sure he needs the wind. Only those last couple of wind. He approaches the football. And there she goes, end over end, and this was 8 yards deep. And again, the Irish, first and 10 at their own 15. That's a weapon when you kick into the end zone every time.
Yep.
3:01 to go here in quarter number one. Be sure to thank the sponsors that bring these high school broadcasts your way. We could not do it without them. Be sure to say thanks when you get a chance. All right, the Irish come over to the football in that trips formation. All the receivers on the left side this time. And the snap, fresh looking, quick out of the sideline. Caught, 25, down to about the 28-yard line. Catch made over there by the Irish at that time. That was Jack Stice, 21 on the catch.
Number 11, Tyrell Winninger, 205-pound senior, getting some action now.
I can see that 21, 31, and 34 are going to be a bit of a challenge spotting those catches, right? Because they're playing on the other side of the field all the time. It's a great facility here.
Oh, this is fabulous.
I tell you what, I got here a little early. I drove around the town. This is a beautiful, beautiful town. Quarterback bootleg around the right side of the blocker in front of him. And on, they got it first. No, they got out to the 28-yard or 13-yard gain on that bridge. I apologize. So it was a 13-yard gain and now a gain of two on the run by the quarterback.
Clausen, Isaac, in on the tackle that time for the Flyers.
The ball is now spotted on the 30-yard line. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right. Right hash mark in the gun. James Freshel, the junior quarterback today, looking. Loads it up, caught, hold on, left loose. And oh, who's got it? I think the Flyers do. And they do. Again, much like the previous possession, Freshel was getting ready to load it up, and he kind of cocks his arm back before he goes forward. And this time he got hit as he got his arm back there in position to fire it, and the ball popped loose.
A lot of blue jerseys in his face and just not enough time to unload it.
So the ball is back to the 29-yard line. They actually ended up getting about a yard on that play, but a fumble. And the Flyers have it. A flag flies. The quarterback throws for the end zone, and that is caught in the end zone. Would have been a touchdown, except a no-no false start against St. Francis.
You know, one of the things that Riley said at home this week is Mom asked him what jerseys we had to get ready to go for, if we were wearing white on white, and he said, no, we're wearing green pants, because the last time we were up here, they had white bottoms, and nobody paid attention to the blue tops, and they tackled the white legs, and they tackled their own guy. So Coach Gold said, we're not wearing white bottoms anymore.
Makes sense. First and 15, back to the 34 now. All right, quarterback, going to keep it around the right side on the sideline. Carson Wessel will be short of the first down, but he'll have a majority of the yardage around that right side of the old bootleg. He'll pick up probably 14 on the play. It will bring up a second and one.
Your lone safety coming up and getting that tackle is Carson Sellers.
We had 10 to go in the first quarter. 14-0, St. Francis with the lead over the Irish here. I'm going to call it second down and a couple here. Turn, give the ball off. Carrying the football once again, Isaac Clausen. Clausen moves forward. Pays for what he did pick up. He got the first down. He'll be down to the 21-yard line now.
Sells hitting him low and Krause hitting him high.
Game two on the play. 45 seconds left in the quarter. First and 10. Ball squarely in the center of the field. Eye set, turn, option left, quarterback, keeper. Hit and drop right at the 15-yard line. Game two on the play.
Sells and Bailey getting in on that time for Fall City Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart has played some good defense. See if St. Francis runs another play here. I don't think they will. They're going to let the clock expire here. That will end our first quarter. What do we got, Troy?
Number three, the quarterback, looks like he's injured.
No, he comes over on a knee. Well, that is the end of the quarter. 14-0 St. Francis with the lead over Sacred Heart. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We turn to Humphrey, Nebraska. We're after one quarter. Our score is 14-0. St. Francis with the lead over the Irish here, and they have the ball. Second and 8 of the Irish 15. Line him up in the eye, turn, hand the ball off, and straight ahead, Isaac Clausen. Clausen straight forward, inside the 15 to the 11-yard line, a gain of about 4.
nose guard Von Leonard, and Carson sailed in on the tackle that time for Fall City Sacred Heart.
Troy, you spotted a potential injury there at the end of the quarter.
Well, it looked like he was holding his hand. He was come over here, and again, the quarter was running out, but he's back out there, your quarterback, and he looked like he's okay at the moment.
Wessel lines him up again, hands off the cloth. We get found a little hole in the middle. It closed up quickly. He's inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. That's going to be just shy of first down. We'll give him 2 on the play.
Looked like you had Bailey and Krause in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
Never did I dream that it would look weird that the quarterback was under center.
Yeah.
Not used to that anymore.
Yes.
But the traditional eye set for St. Louis. Line them up on fourth down and a yard, and straight forward goes the quarterback, keeping the ball, hands it forward, trying to fool the official, saying, no, it was up there. They got the first down, and they got just what they needed.
Yeah. No, and Riley was watching his huddle and giving us Coach Colts' report. He says you're going to see the I formation and they're going to run the ball a lot.
Yep, they will. 14-0, St. Francis with the lead. Winner advances to play next Friday somewhere across the state of Nebraska. Line them up in that I set one more time. Double tights, toss it back. And again, straight ahead, Clausen inside the 5. He'll be down to about the 3-yard line, a gain of about 4 as he powers in right behind that offensive line.
Stice hitting him low and doing a great job of holding on until Simon can come over and help out from the top side.
Well, the Irish are holding their own. They're making St. Francis work. The way this line just keeps barreling forward every play, you're going to get tired as this game goes on. On that line for the Irish. This time one setback, the fullback behind the quarterback, and Carson Wessel able to push his way in from instead of the 2-yard line. So Wessel scores the touchdown, and the score goes to 20-0. St. Francis with the lead of the 9:50 mark here of quarter number one. That 1-2-3, that 8-play drive this time. Covered only 28 yards, but effective. Line him up in the eye. Turn. Quarterback fakes. He throws to the right corner. And the ball is dropped by Jaden Cush in the right corner for the 2-point conversion. 22-0. Humphrey St. Francis leads. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska. Your Farm Bureau Financial Services, your scoring recap here. In the second quarter, a 2-yard run by your quarterback, Wessel, capped an 8-play, 28-yard drive, and a 2-point conversion pass from Wessel to Cush makes it 22-0, 9:50 left in the second.
All right, we are ready to go here. Sells back deep for the Irish here. Catch, hopefully, the kickoff.
Now he's into the wind now.
Yes, we will see.
Even though it's only 6 miles per hour.
Cush walks back to his 20-yard line. He'll boot away from the 30. You're just joining in. It's deep ball playoff act here today. Cush hits it, and there she goes. Well, it did have an effect. Troy only went 5 yards deep.
Yeah, 5 yards off of it, but still into the end zone.
You're listening to Sacred Heart Playoff Football today on KTNC 1230 AM, 7.1 FM, Fall City and Humboldt. I'm John Nixon, along with Troy Nelson, Aaron Wisdom at the controls, back at the KTNC studios this afternoon. And the Irish now have it, first and 10, again at their own 15. They have had it their own 15 to start each of their 4 possessions now in this game. The Irish put two receivers right. Russell alone in the backfield. James takes the snap. He looks. He loads. He fires left. He's got Simon all alone. And midfield, defender fell off the leg. The foot raises on. And Simon's going to win the race into the end zone. 65 yards. The Irish are on the board. 65 yards. It will be James Russell to Joe Simon. Pick him up, put him down, and drop him off a flyer along the way at about the 20-yard line, Troy.
Oh, that was finally. You know, I've been waiting for Simon to break out all year, and he's done it a couple times on a couple plays, but that's the one that you wish you'd seen a whole lot more during the season, but it never fails. We get it tonight, or this afternoon.
Take it when you can get it.
Yes.
91 yards and through the air now for the Irish in this game. The two-point try coming, and it's going to be Dice trying to carry it wrong. And the Flyers shut it down short. 22-6, the Flyers lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggard?
It's harvest time!
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up tonight with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices, new product. It's really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we have a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska, the scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 9:38 left in the second quarter on a 65-yard pass from quarterback James Special to Joe Simon, caps a one-play 65-yard drive. The Irish get on the board but failed a two-point conversion. 22-6, Humphrey St. Francis.
John Krause, 174-pound senior. Kick it for the Irish.
There you go.
Back deep, we have Cush and Clausen. Krause, take about three steps and boot it away. And it's a short end-over-end kick, hits at the 20, picked up at the 15, 16-yard line, and back up through the middle comes the back of the football, one of the middle players hooked onto that thing, and coming back was, Guyland Kircher.
Guyland Kircher.
Couldn't see it through my glasses, or my sunglasses.
Krause getting up and getting the tackle.
Guyland Kircher, excuse me, got back there, sorry about that. Flyers have it first at 10 of their own 31-yard line. 9:31 to go here in quarter number two. And in the backfield, the handoff going to Isaac Fawson. Fawson will carry across midfield. Good for a first down for the Flyers. Now the Irish 30. Oh, wait a minute.
Flyers pick up first and 10.
They took 2 yards off where he ended up.
Wow.
They'll lose the ball from the 31 to the 38-yard line, a gain of 11.
Krause in on the tackle.
I thought perhaps he did a little bit better than that. The referee said, no, your knee was down here, son. High formation again. Give the ball to Clausen on the left side. Right up through the middle he goes. It'll be inside the Irish 35 and the 32.5, a gain of about 5 on the play.
Sells again in on the tackle that time by the Irish.
So Sacred Heart defense again. Giving up ground grudgingly, but giving it up. Second down and 5. I set, toss it back to Clausen, tries the left side. Back into the middle he goes. He'll have positive yardage to the 30. A gain of 2 on the play, bring up third down out of a short 3.
The Irish opting Nelson out of the linebacking crew and bringing in a down lineman, Vaughn Leonard. So you got 4 down linemen and 2 linebackers.
Fullback, Mason Guyland Kircher. Behind him, Isaac Clausen. Clausen again on the carry. He's a workhorse. Straightforward, good for a first down. He needed 3, and he got about 3.5.
Bailey and Vaughn in on the tackle. Vaughn Leonard, excuse me, in on the tackle for the Irish.
Gain of 4, spot the ball to the 27-yard line. Clock at the 7:55 mark of the first half here. 22-6, the Flyers lead the Irish. Opening round of the Class D2 Nebraska High School football playoffs. Wessel under center, back to pass, looks, lobs for the end zone. He's got a man. It's in the half, and into the end zone it goes. Jordan Cush on the catch. This one scoring from 27 yards away. So, Carson Wessel with the pass. Keenan Cush covering 27 yards. The score now 28-6, the Flyers with the lead. That is their first completed pass other than an extra point. Now line it up. Double tights, high set. Quarterback fakes the handoff, looks left, and the ball is tipped away there by Stigart by Lechtenberg. 28-6, the Flyers lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDNC.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska here. Humphrey St. Francis scores on a 27-yard pass from Wessel to Cush. With 7:37 left in the second quarter. Capped a five-play, 49-yard drive. Two-point conversion fails. Humphrey St. Francis leads 28-6.
Kicking the ball toward the west end zone this time will be Jaden Cush. Stigart will have Parsons Sells back there deep, hoping to get his hands on the ball for a return effort here at some point today. So far, everything into the end zone, kicked by Cush. He tees it up, approaches the ball, and it's a high end-over-end kick, and into the end zone, 2 or 3 yards deep, one more time.
Getting a little shorter each time, though, as Sells was getting ready for that one, but again, no avail in the end zone.
Sega Hart, their own 15-yard line, 7:37 to play in the first half. Sega Hart scored on a 65-yard touchdown pass to Joe Simon in a previous possession to cut it to that point to 22-6. And they're ready to go again. James Freshel in there at quarterback today in place of the end done. Devin Keefley missing for the Irish. Two receivers to the right side. Lone setback to quarterback. Freshel looking. He's throwing to the right side. It's caught over there on the far side. I believe that was Lechtenberg.
Stice.
Oh, that's right. 21. Wasn't
21.
It? Okay. 21 made the kiss. Excuse me.
I'll get the numbers. You get my pronunciation.
Great.
Jaden Cush in on the tackle.
Sounds like a good deal to me. About a 4 yard pickup. Where are they at here? Oh, good morning, didn't he? You got about six on the play. 6 yards on the play. It'll bring up a second down and manageable. About 3, maybe 4. Two receivers slip to the left side this time. Fresh looking over the middle. He's got his man, the catch made by Self. Good for a first down. He's a flyer to St. Francis. One guy's got him around the legs, the other guy's got him around the football trying to rip it away. And he's out to the 37-yard line.
Your defensive back safety, Carson Wessel, hitting him low.
Pickup of, where at? They were at the 21, so a 16-yard pickup on the play for St. Hart. Eric came over the ball again. The quarterback, the only person in the backfield for Stigart, snapped a little bit low. Freshel grabs it and throws just wide of the target. A low snap kind of messed him up that time, trying to get out here to Sells, who was open, but a little bit wide of the mark on the throw.
Number 11, Tyrell Winninger in on the coverage for St. Francis.
Second and 10, clock stopped, the 7:02 mark of this first half. Irish play coming in from Coach Doug Golds on the sideline. State hard to play off for, I believe, the 36th consecutive year, an ongoing state record. And Freshel flush, throws it, and did he catch it? Yes, he did.
Wow.
Made over there by the Irish, by Lechtenberg, and he'll pick up about 3 yards. That's much better than an 8 or 9 yard loss.
That was a quick throw, desperate throw by Freshel, and a great catch by Lechtenberg.
Brings up a second and make it, excuse me, a third down, and we'll call it 7. Now, back in the backfield, Freshel takes snap, looks out of the backfield, catch is made, coming out of there by Slice. He is inside the 40. So he'll be out to the 35-yard line. He'll be about 2 yards short on the first down.
And that was a great catch by Stice, because that's that one catch where you get strung out and your linebacker coming up for a nice hit. Stice doing a great job of holding on as Winninger put the hit on for St. Francis.
The Irish going to go for it here, down 28-6, just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. This time we put a running back on either side of the quarterback, James Freshel. Quarterback draw, and did not fool anybody. Freshel got away from the initial tacklers, and that ended up running back 5 more yards. We'll get forward progress. He's going to lose 5 on the play.
It's like he had 3 blue shirts all over him, Tanner Clausen, Jaden Cush, and Tyrell Winninger.
Sacred Heart not having any kind of luck running the football so far. They are, at this moment, minus 11 yards on the ground. St. Francis football, 1st and 10. Clausen trying to run the right side, and Clausen will be down the Irish 34-yard line.
Krause and Simon and Sells in on the tackle that time.
8 of 6. Flyers have 138 yards on the ground of the ball game so far here in the first half. It's on the near side. Quarterback under center once again. In the eye, Flyers hand to Klaus again. Straight ahead he goes, and he'll be inside the 30. And then the Irish 28-yard line, a gain of 6 more.
Like you had Simon that time, along with Bailey in on the tackle.
So the ball will be just inside the 28. 5 minutes to go in the half. St. Francis looking ahead to a 28-6 lead here. Come over the football. Miss little crossbuck action to the backfield. The quarterback Russell keeps the football around the left side, inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. And it'll be a gain of 5.
Defensive end John Krause doing a great job on his end, moving up and making the guy run inside and coming up and making the tackle.
Clock moving, 4:30, and counting down here in quarter number 1.
Quarter number 2. Those ladybugs bugging you?
Keep trying out that in the gnats. Little gnats are crawling on my paper here. I'm wondering, what am I looking at? All right, Klaus again tries the left side. He'll be short of the chain marker. He'll be inside the 20 to the 19, a gain of 3 on the play.
Simon making the tackle that time by Fall City Sacred Heart.
Third down and a couple. Short 2 here for the Flyers.
And the Irish mixing it up, going with 4 down linemen, but they're still having trouble stopping that run. Now they're going to go with 5 down linemen.
I set, bunched up in the middle. Quarterback will keep it. He got the first down. He paid for it, but it'll be down to the 16.5-yard line. He got about 3. First down.
Got Nelson and Sells in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
Again, the Flyers moving quickly. Come over the ball again. Ready to go. Quarterback lobs for the end. Oh, wide open again. Somebody lost. Jaden Cush, 195-pound senior, was all alone. So back-to-back touchdown passes to Cush on that same play. And the Flyers now lead 34-6, and that one covered 19 yards. Is that right, Troy, or was it closer than that?
Well, I was trying to find a down marker, but he already put his or moved up for the 2 points. So, and they cleared the scoreboard off on that touchdown. So, yeah, we'll give them 19.
17. I got it.
Okay. Good. Look at you do your math.
I got my math down there. All right, 17 yards. Here's a 2-point try. Law the ball to the left corner. The catch is made by a kick in and it's now 36-6, St. Francis. And we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. CJ Kintasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. With 3:10 left in the second quarter, a 19-yard pass play from Wessel to Cush capped a 6-play, 40-yard drive, and a 2-point conversion from Clausen to, see if I get this right, Hackenritz. Very good for the 2 point, making it 36-6. Humphrey St. Francis.
Cush ready to kick it away. The wind has died down now. The flag hanging straight down the pole on the far side. Cush hits a low line drive this time. It hits at the 5, bounces, gets by, sells across the in line and into the end zone. And the Irish start out 1st and 10 at their own 15 again.
There you go.
Every time so far, 3:10 to go here in the first half, 36-6, St. Francis with the lead over Sacred Heart. Irish come in with the play here. Here we go. And motion man in the backfield for the Irish this time. Fresh wants to throw, does. Too tall for Simon. The Irish brought Gavin Lechtenberg from one side to the other. Then he did a U-turn, went behind the quarterback, catching the eyes of his flyers, and then a pass in the left flat to Simon. It didn't connect.
Good coverage, though, by the flyers. It's number 3, Wessel, and number 14, Cush.
Now 2nd down and 10 for Sacred Heart. Ready to go. Over the ball. Now a try it to the outside. Nothing doing as the Irish get the ball out quickly on the right side. There is Dice, I believe it was. Just didn't have any room to run. Didn't bring up 3rd down and about 11, they lose a yard.
Freshman Tanner Clausen coming from his defensive end position to get the tackle.
So 3rd and 11 now. The ball spotted back at the 14-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Here they come over the football, going right to left towards the east end zone here in quarter number 2. Fresh all along the backfield, trips right, looks, throws for Simon, and oh, what a grab by Simon. He's on the run at midfield at 30, breaks one tackle, and goes down hard on the sideline at the 25-yard line. What a grab. Sags that with one hand, his right hand, and able to pull it back in.
And I don't know if anybody else on this field could have caught that ball, but Simon's got that 7-foot wingspan and doing a great job getting his arm out there and tipping it back to himself. And give credit to Carson Wessel for chasing him down and getting that shoestring tackle to save the touchdown.
41-yard pass play for the Irish to go with a 65-yard pass play earlier the two hooked up on. Clock stop, 2:11. The tackle is out of bounds. Two receivers on the right side, Simon slot and the tight end on the right. They're double teaming Simon this time. A flag in the back. They're kicking the defensive back in. Catch made, the ball down to the 19-yard line. The catch made there by Sacred Heart's Jack Sice.
But again, where that flag was thrown, there's only two blue jerseys in that area. Yep, defensive holding.
The Irish get a first down if they take the penalties. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And at least 10 yards.
Yep.
From the 25.
The 25, so.
Mark them off yardage down to the 15-yard line. So defensive holding, I believe, is the first penalty of the ball game. Fires. First and 10 at the 15 of St. Francis. Now the Irish trying to get back on the board again with 2:03 to go in the half. Preschel running right, tucks it, tries to get to the corner. No, he didn't get there. Good defensive dive in the legs of the quarterback, and Preschel goes down after a gain of maybe a yard and a half.
Yep, your senior, Jaden Cush, doing a great job from his linebacker position, hitting him low and holding on tight.
Pick up of one, second down and 9 for the 14-yard line now. The Irish huddle up. Come out of the huddle. Sign and split wide right in the slot. This time will be Stice. And closer in there will be Lechtenberg. Lined up actually in the backfield. Throw out the side to make the catch. He'll be down to near the 10-yard line and bring up third down.
And it looks like you got Jaden Cushing getting in on the tackle for Humphrey St. Francis.
Being four, third down, and 5 to go. So the ball at the 11. 5 yards for a first down. Goal line in sight here for Sacred Heart. Same formation, trips to the right. Lone man in the backfield is James Preschel, the quarterback. Rolling right, looking. Cross action in the end zone, and Preschel has to jump and throw it as he's about ready to fall out of bounds, being hooked by the defensive unit. And it's incomplete, brings up fourth down.
All right, I think he was just trying to get rid of that ball.
Yes.
As he was getting ushered out of bounds and did a good job at dumping it someplace where nobody's going to catch it.
Good play, getting rid of the football at a time.
Yeah.
So now here you go, fourth down and 5 from just outside the 10-yard line. Preschel has had a pretty good day and a couple of big throws to Joe Simon. So yards has thrown it more than I thought they would, but decided we're not doing it while running it. We're going to throw it around. The Golds playbook, open again. Snap it back, Preschel. Look, he's got time. Great job by the line. Now lobs the end zone and intended for Simon and tipped away. The defender got in front of him and knocks it loose, and the ball goes to the flyer.
Freshman Carson Wessel to going up from his safety position and knocking that ball down.
Well, you credit the Irish offensive line for giving pressure all day there, but it also the ball had to kind of be lobbed up to give the defensive unit time to get back there and tip it away. So the Flyers from their own 10-yard line here with 31 seconds to go. And they're going to take a knee and let the clock run out. And that will be our first half score. Ball City Cigar trailing St. Francis 36-6 at halftime. 36-6. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Then we will be back with the halftime show that is brought to you by the folks at Highland Community College. It's close to home, but it's far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska, your halftime show recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. With your scoring recap here in the first quarter, 6:41 left, 7-yard run by Wessel. Cap the 8-play, 45-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed, 6-0 Humphrey St. Francis. 3:01 left in the first, 32-yard run by Clausen, 3 plays, 40-yard drive, Clausen in for the 2-point, 14-6 Humphrey St. Francis. In the second quarter, with 9:50 left, a 2-yard run by Wessel, 8-play, 28-yard drive, Wessel to Cush for the 2-point conversion to make it 22-0. Irish finally get on the board with 9:38 left in the second. 65-yard pass from Freshel to Joe Simon. 1 play, 65-yard drive, 22-6. 7:37 left in the second. Humphrey St. Francis answers back. Wessel to Cush for 27-yard pass. 5 play, 49-yard drive, 28-6. 2-point conversion failed. And with 3:10 left in the second quarter, 19-yard pass from Wessel to Cush. Humphrey St. Francis scores again on a 40-yard drive in 6 plays. Clausen to Hackerit for the 2-point conversion. Your halftime score, Humphrey St. Francis 36, Ball City Sacred Heart 6.
And that's where we sit at the moment, 36-6, the lead to Humphrey St. Francis. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll hear about the weather. Hear some more of our sponsor to that in just a few minutes with a look at some more numbers for the first half coming up on KTNC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Warmer weather returns with high temperatures pushing into the 70s and 80s. We do see a strong storm system, though, developing out of the west this weekend. Our temperatures will continue to increase, but the winds will become very strong, and with that, a fire danger will become a concern once again. We will start to see some rain showers also in the forecast, possibly early next week, on the other side of this system. Clear skies, mid-40s, southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday sunshine, low 80s, southwest winds feeling breezy. Friday night, clear skies, 52 for your low, wind still gusty. Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 75 degrees.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Kelly Cryer to their staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Cryer is a board-certified colorectal surgery and general surgery with additional interest in cancer prevention and will be at the hospital the fourth Tuesday of each month beginning on September 27th. To schedule an appointment, please call 402-245-6510. At the Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Stateline Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seeds, a history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Stateline Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska here. Troy Nelson reporting along with John Nixon. Your halftime show recap presented by Highland Community College. We're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Couple of scores to pass along to you at halftime. Johnson Brock 38, Wausau 16. And if I can skip over to my Max Preps site here, while John's finishing adding it up on his fingers, Dundee County Stratton has a 42-0 lead over Axtell. Ainsworth has a 56-20 lead over Loomis. And one other score here to report, Elm Creek is up 22-0 over Mullen. Those are your early games right now in the D2 football playoff bracket across the state, trying to get as much as we can. Here in Humphrey St. Francis leads 36-6.
So the Irish with one touchdown on the board, that broke a string. They got shut out last week. Roy,
yes.
Saw us the first time they've been shut out. I believe we came up with 2005 when they played the Falcons of B&B at Baileyville. A long time ago, 2003. That's a lot of years. Before that, I know it was at least they had scored every game from 1987 up to that point. So that's a very, very good run. And it's too bad the Irish have been all beat up here in the last couple of weeks. Looking at another sport coming up here this weekend. Sorry, next week, I guess. Actually, it'll be the volleyball sub-district. Those pairings were put out earlier today by the Nebraska School Activity Association. Sacred Heart Girls will be in Class D2 Subdistrict 1 at Dillard-Odell on Monday. They will be the number 2 seed at 23-7. They'll take on number 3 seed HTRS 14-14 on the air. Dylan O'Dell, the number one seed. They'll take on number four seed Lewiston. Dylan O'Dell and Lewiston play on Monday afternoon, followed by Sacred Heart and HTRS. They didn't put times on this. Then on Tuesday, the teams will play for the sub-district title at O'Dell. In Class C1, sub-district 1, the Fall City girls are the number 3 seed in their sub at 19-10 on the year. They'll take on number 2 seed Fairbury at 18-11. That's going to be 7:30 on Monday night at Syracuse, the middle school. Syracuse, the top seed at 18-10. Number 4 seed is Auburn at 8-21. They'll play their sub-district final Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Also around the area, some of the other subs involving teams around here. Pawnee City, the 5 seed in D1-1 at Meridian. They'll take on Dorchester Monday at 5. If they win, they play top seed Meridian that night at 7:30. Johnson Brock, the 2 seed, takes on number 3 seed Sterling at 6:15. On Monday night with a sub-district title on Tuesday night. And in C2, sub-district 2, Weeping Water, a 4 seed, takes on Louisville Monday night at 4:15. Winner gets Lincoln Lutheran, the top seed, Lord Central Catholic, the 3 seed, takes on number 2 seed, Palmyra, at 6 o'clock. And in C2, sub-district 1, Southern is a 4 seed, taking on Wilbur Clay Tonya. The winner plays number 1 seed, Freeman, and Tri-County. Third seed plays secondly Johns County Central on Monday evening. Johns County Central 17-11. So volleyball coming up. We've got some really good teams with good records around the area this year. Should be an exciting week for the girls next week, and the football playoffs will continue for area teams. 36-6 here, Sacred Heart trailing the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers at halftime. And Humphrey, on a beautiful day here, we'll take another 2-minute timeout. Be back on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at Humphrey, where the St. Francis Flyers lead Sacred Heart 36-6. In the first half, some of the numbers for the players, for the Irish. Pretty good passing game. James Fresh, 11-14 passing, 166 yards. Couple of touchdowns. Coach Simon caught both of them. He got 3 catches for 110 yards and 2 scores, including a 65-yard in the game. Gavin Leichterberg, 4 catches, 16 yards. Jack Sy, 3 catches, 24 yards. And Carson Sells, 1 grab for 16 yards in the first half. The Irish did not have positive yardage rushing in that first half. For St. Francis, Isaac Clausen, their quarterback, 17, well, Clausen, the running back, 17 carries, 108 yards. Carson Wessel, the quarterback, 10 carries, 55 yards, and a score, 2 of 2 passing for 44 yards and 2 scores, both to Jaden Cush for 44 yards, who caught both of the touchdown passes for St. Francis in the first half. So the Irish are back out warming up. The Flyers are back out warming up. And to start the second half, let's see.
Humphrey will have the ball.
St. Francis ball, okay. That's where we're at. That's not necessarily the news the Irish wanted, but that's the way the coin toss worked out.
Yep.
So St. Francis now up 30 points at this point, trying to advance to the second round next Friday in the 8-man Division II high school football playoffs here with a win over Sacred Heart. I believe a win today by St. Francis would even the series at 6 wins apiece.
Yep, that's what I got.
St. Heart, I think, won like 4 of the first 5. St. Francis had a little run in there. Believe it or not, there was like a 13-year period in there where the two teams didn't meet in the playoffs. Now it seems they play every year again.
I got it. In the last 10 years, Sacred Heart leads 3-2 in the last 10. So played each other 5 times out of 10. But yeah, they do have the 6-5 lead at the moment. You know, and again, you look at this facility that we're at, artificial turf on an 8-man field with an 8-lane track all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Both high schools use it here in town.
And as we heard last night, or from the St. Francis Cook down there, last week they both played together here, and it was the home game for Humphrey.
Lindsay Holy Family.
So that's got to be a little difficult, too, to determine which team's got the home.
Yeah, leave that up to the NSA to decide.
Yes, definitely.
All right, it's going to be Flyer to receive the kickoff here. They'll be going into the sun here to start this third quarter. Left to right to the west end zone that we look at here from the north side of the stadium. Head to Blues, head Pulse Complex.
For the Irish.
Couple of softball fields, football field, track.
Brand new swimming pool they're putting in, too. That's what all that construction
is. Is that what that is?
We talked to the guy as we were coming up because we weren't supposed to come in that way.
Oh.
So.
Were you driving?
Well, yes. I got to take the credit.
Your wife directing?
Running Google Map, yes.
There you go. All right. Ready to kick it away. Crowds for the Irish at the 30-yard line. Straight up, end over end, and it comes down to the 18-yard line. Back up the field with the football. Once again, is their big receiver, and still running is Cush. The Irish, they can't bring him down. He's going to take it all the way. He went for the middle. That's the tee, I see, and not a flag. He caught that thing at the 18-yard line. He went to the right sideline, worked his way back to the middle, and back out to the right, and back into the middle. And the Irish just could not bring him down. He is a strong young man. And the score goes to 42-6.
Was that Tanner Clausen that ran that?
Cush, wasn't it?
Is that Cush?
14, Jake
okay.
Cush.
All right.
Wow. It looked like, for all the world, like he was going to be down.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Kickoff return for a TD for the 19, so that is 61 yards, we'll call it. And the Flyers, a little trouble here, they call timeout. And we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Okay, now we are ready for the extra point try. Jaden Cush electrifies the Flyer crowd here with that return for a touchdown. and he will line up the eye here. They toss the ball. He runs the left side. He runs right over the back of his quarterback and into the end zone to push the score to 44-6. Back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska, your Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap in the second half here on the opening kickoff. Cush takes its 61-yard kickoff return and puts a two-point conversion in as well. Humphrey St. Francis ahead 44-6.
He took a lot of steps returning that ball, Troy. Let's see if he's got enough leg to get it in.
No wind. No wind.
Here he comes, and oh, yeah.
My goodness. He was rested.
Good leg. Kicks in the end zone, and every Irish possession started at their own 15 in this ballgame. And now, with that touchdown, score goes to 44-6, and we should have a running clock situation now.
Yeah.
So the Irish, once they get the ball underway here with 11:45 to go, clock's not going to stop on incompletions. Trips right. Fresh look, quick out to the right side. Ball is caught. And I believe that is Jack Stice on the catch.
Yep, Stice.
And not a lot of room.
Kale Clausen, your senior, in on the tackle that time by Humphrey St. Francis.
No gain on the play. It will be second down and 10. Irish send the play in. Coach Doug Goltz.
First time tonight, Riley Nelson going to be on the offense.
I say, I haven't really called him to play just on defense so far.
So far.
Okay. All right, where's he lined up? One of the trips to the right. Here we go. Back is fresh. Looks. Tucks it. Now jumps in the hole and puts interception. And he's going to start for a touchdown. About 18 yards is what I had. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
First turnover of the ball game by Sig Hart, I believe. No, they lost a fumble earlier, didn't they? So Cush having a big happy return to kickoff for a touchdown. Now returns a pick for a touchdown for approximately 18 yards. All of a sudden, it's now 50-6. The Flyers with the lead. That one could take all the steam out of the Irish,
yeah.
Troy.
Yeah. You had Simon open, but just threw a little bit behind him.
New eye back in there. That's Emerson Krings. They toss in the ball, and Krings is tackled forward and is into the end zone. And all of a sudden, it's 52-6, and we played 1:09 in the second half. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. In Auburn, stop by and see Jake and Tasha, or in Fall City, see Weston. With 10:50 left in the third quarter, an 18-yard interception return by Cush, and Krings puts it in for the two-point conversion. Humphrey St. Francis 52, Fall City Sacred Heart 6.
Already again. Cush ready to kick it away. Last 1:09, he returned a kickoff for a touchdown, ran a two-point try for two, and returned a pickoff, 18 yards for a touchdown. And this is his second kickoff. He's had a busy minute and a half. Here's the kick, and once again into the end zone it goes. Washington sailed by this time back there for the Irish. Rob Freshel had the Irish have first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
You know, going by doing some research I like to do before every game, Jared Cush was your All-Stater honorable mention from last year. The only player from Humphrey St. Francis to make that list, and he's proven it today that he should be more than honorable mention for this year.
You would think so. All right, spot the ball to the 15-yard line for the Irish to start this drive. James Freshel, quarterback. See, standing beside him there will be Riley Nelson. They'll run the ball to the left side. Freshel keeps it. Freshel the 20, stepped out of bounds. And he will be to the 20 yard line, giving 5 yards on the play.
Lecklenburg and Nelson blocking for Freshel as he comes out of bounds over here at the 20. And again, nobody tackled him. He's just ushered out of bounds. Another track ghost that we have
in my window. They've got a clipboard holding the window from sliding our way, or it folds in. That's wanting to come get me when that clipboard gives way. Left hand mark. Freshel going to run the right side now. Tries to push his way forward. He'll be out to about the 22-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 3 for Xavier Hart.
Looks like it's Humphrey St. Francis got a couple subs in now. Number 26, Andrew Cush, in on the tackle. Sophomore playing.
He's related to the Cushes, a player, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
I said it wrong again.
Yep. So once.
Yeah, more than once, but thanks you.
I know there's something I messed up, too, so we did check before the game. All right, here we go. With the ball, the Irish have it. Third down and about 3. Freshel going to run it forward again. He got the first down across the 25 to about the 27. Gain of 5 yards on the play.
Let's see, Gage Braun and Chase Freidenberg and on the tackle.
There you go.
I made notes on that one from listening to the PA.
You have to. The Irish back to the positive side of the running yardage now. Did not have good luck running the ball in the first half today.
Having problems with this. Yeah.
Taking their time. Here we go. Nelson lined up in the backfield there. Now he moves over to a tight end spot. One running back. Fake the toss back to Lexenberg.
Oh.
Freshel being pressured. Throws it intended for Simon, and that one very precarious position. Could have been picked off as well, but it's batted down.
Freshman Matthew Brockhouse getting the coverage that time for the Flyers.
So it's second down and 10 at the 27-yard line now for the Irish. Flyers, 3 defensive linemen, a couple of backers, and three defensive back, one safety. The other two corners are almost like linebackers. Two running backs in there with Freshel. He looks, he throws to Simon over the middle. He's loose again. Breaks inside, and Joe Simon is going to go for a 53-yard touchdown. He made one cut, and he left the man standing there and goes the distance for an Irish score. That was, we said, 53 yards. So Simon's having a big day picking up a bunch of yardage receiving here. Say Hart had 166 yards passing in the first half. Now they're over the 200 mark with 3 touchdown passes, I believe, 3 of them to Simon. Well, that can't be right.
Two
one got 12.
Yeah.
They're not
2
touchdown passes. Yeah, 2.
Yeah.
That's right. The one he caught, didn't he?
Yeah.
40-yarder didn't make it. Okay. Simon splits wide right with single coverage out there. Boy, I'd love to see that if I was the Irish. He turns up, he posts up, and now Freshel is going to keep it and run forward and be knocked down short of the goal line. 52-12, St. Francis with the lead back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, your Peru State College Game of the Week. The scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. With 7:46 left in the third quarter, the 53-yard pass from quarterback James Freshel to Joe Simon capped the five-play 65-yard drive. The two-point conversion fails. 52-12, Humphrey St. Francis.
Well, the Irish will kick it away now. Krause to boot it. Clock has stopped at 7:46. We've had a running clock here since that interception return for a touchdown by St. Francis. Or the kickoff for a touchdown. Start this second half. Ball rolls back, is picked up at around the 16-yard line. And filling up the field with the ball, Gilmore Cranes, and Cranes gets all the way out to the 30-yard line, where a good position for St. Francis.
Looks like they got Rottinghouse and Simon in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
Now, wonder what my spotting chart's going to be worth now. Probably not much. Flyers, I can already see some different numbers out there. Well, quarterback is going to be in there. That is Wessel at the I. Will be Devin Baumgart, 165-pound sophomore. Fullback Tucker Zarnik. Toss the ball back. Run the ball. Baumgart. Flag goes down. Baumgart moves up the field, close to the Irish 32. That's probably going to be a hold, and it is against the Flyer.
Lechtenberg showing him out of bounds on the far sideline for the Irish. Got Clayton Keithley coming in now for the Irish. Simon going out.
It'll be first down, and oh my, far back they go.
Wow.
Now you'll call first and 20.
Yeah.
At their own 28-yard line.
So the Irish put some subs into the game now, too. You got sophomore Clayton Keithley and sophomore Caleb Kirkendall on the front line. Going with five down linemen.
Flyers come over the football. First down, 10. Crank, I believe. They got five of the back.
That's that play when they bark to get their guys to set, and fresh our sophomore game Keithley jumping off sides. And he's quickly replaced. By Cooper Kanabi.
So we go from first and 10 to first and 21, first and 16. The ball's now to the 33-yard line. High set. Quarterback tosses it back to the running back. Moving to the football is Baumgart. Baumgart made a nice run, moving left out to the right. Cross midfield, the Irish 39-yard line. Be a pickup of 8 yards on the play.
Krause getting in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
You know, that's the first offensive play St. Francis ran here in the second half.
Hey, yeah. Kickoff return and interception.
163 yards on the ground now for the Flyers. Toss the ball back, a little delay. Cranes makes the catch. Cranes runs forward. He'll fight his way down to the Irish 36-yard line, a gain of about three.
Looks like we got Krause and Leonard in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
Third down and six for the Flyers.
That's the 37-yard line of the Irish.
You're going to fly in here, Troy. Why did you do that? Why did you let him in here?
Well, you know, I didn't want you to roast too much up here in this sun.
It's not that bad. It's
really kind of beautiful. Well, but if I shut those windows, it'll keep the flies out.
Then it'll be warm in. It'll be very warm in. on an ice set for the Flyers. The Irish stopped and didn't jump. And they toss the ball back there to Baumgart. He runs the left side. And it'll bring a fourth down and 2 or 3 yards to go.
So we got Bailey and Lichtenberg and Kirkendall in on that tackle.
Fourth and two. Pickup four. I think that time the officials kind of looked at that and said, I'm not going to throw that flag. I think the Irish, they did stop though.
Yeah, they did.
Quarterback straight ahead will keep it. That's Wessel. He stays in to run the show. But he will power his way for a first down. And he's taken hard 27-yard line, a gain of 6 on a quarterback sneak.
Von Leonard, Gavin Lichtenberg in on the tackle for Fall City Sacred Heart.
I don't think they have their starting offensive line in there, do they, Troy, to the Flyers?
Ooh, that's a good question.
See some different numbers, I think.
Cush is not in there.
Well, yeah, I think
Killam's not in there. You got some subs.
He, the right guard, is still in there. And the handoff up the middle again. That's 20 on the carry that time. That is Zarnik. And Zarnik power for about a yard and a half.
Leonard and Bailey doing their job on the defensive line, tackling him.
I see their left guard is down here on the sideline. My center is down here. Okay. Here we go. That other right guard, he's just a freshman. Toss the ball back. Crings run straight forward. They'll be grabbed and the main flung down there. A gain of 7 for St. Francis.
I've been waiting all night to say this. Von Leonard wrapping him up in a bear hug and throwing him backwards.
There you go.
Big Brother Sloan would be happy to hear and see that.
There you go. 52-12 our score. We've got a running clock situation here in Humphrey this afternoon now. Sacred Heart at St. Francis. This is KTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM in Fall City. I set again. Third down and two. And with the ball is Baumgart. Baumgart down to the 15-yard line. He'll pick up 4 and another Flyer first down.
Von Leonard again in on the tackle for the Irish.
Well, they're not doing anything fancy. They're just running the ball straight forward, but that's what they've done the entire game. Changed their game plan. They've just changed some personnel, and they're still doing a good job running the ball against the Irish.
The 5 down linemen for the Irish.
At the top of the eye, Emerson Crings, 145-pound junior, the fullback, Zarnik. And Zarnik will take the handoff. They'll be down to the 11-yard line and pick up 4 more Flyer yards.
Von Leonard and Evan Bailey that time.
Second and 6 now, third quarter action, running clock. If you're just joining us, you're not familiar with what's going on here today. Sagan Art playing without several starters due to injury. I set, second and 6, toss the ball back, run the ball, Baumgart, he gets the corner, and he is pushed out of bounds, short of the goal line. He gets down, moves the ball from the 11.
And they're spotting out of bounds at the 6.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well,
Baumgart looked like he got a little bit more positive yards than that.
Oh, he was almost in the end zone. Yeah. Third down and a yard. He ended up right at the pylon, but stepped out of bounds before, well ahead of that. And come over the football again are the Flyers now. Third down and a yard for the first down. Ball at the 6-yard line of the Irish. Top of the eye is Crings. They give the ball to the fullback again. While right ahead is Tucker Zarnik. Zarnik got the first down. It'll be first and goal at the 4-yard line as he picks up 2 more yards.
Lichtenberg in on the tackle that time for Fall City Sacred Heart. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter here in Humphrey. Your Peru State game of the week. Humphrey St. Francis 52, Fall City Sacred Heart 12. We're sending it back to the studio for a break.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family. family owned with the best brands in the business.
We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do.
Your Country Poppin' Superstore, we've got what you're looking for.
For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska. Here as we get set for the fourth quarter, Humphrey St. Francis Flyers lead 52-12.
Well, the Flyers, Troy, what's scary is they are so young.
Yeah.
And they're going to get a lot better. I mean, the starting quarterback is a freshman.
Right.
Five seniors on the team, I believe it is, and most of their starters are young, freshmen, sophomores, juniors.
Well, again, looking at their lineup, you know, you got 19 players out. Five of them are seniors, two of them are juniors. And, you know, you look at the Irish, they got 28 out, seven seniors and four juniors.
First and goal from the five, the fullback Zarnik will try the middle, and he's going to find nothing there but white jersey defenders. So bring up a second and goal, still at the 5-yard line now.
Flyers
199 yards on the ground, a couple of touchdown passes, a kick return for a touchdown, interception return for a touchdown. Freshman quarterback Wessel calling the count, tosses the ball back to Crane, turns the right side, cuts into the middle, and fights his way to the end zone. Touchdown home for St. Francis. 5-yard touchdown run for Emerson Crings. Score now 58-12. The Flyers with the lead. Clock stopped, 11:18 to go here in the ball game. Come in to go for the 2-point try. And at the tailback spot, Devin Baumgart. They set, they toss in the ball, Baumgart caught by the jersey, went around, no good on the 2-point try. 58-12, St. Francis with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska. Your scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake and Tasha Arm Connect or in Falls City and see West and Witt. With 11:19 left in the fourth quarter, a 5-yard run by junior Emerson Crings. Cap a 12-play, 41-yard drive, 2-point conversion fails. Humphrey St. Francis 58, Falls City Sacred Heart.
Fish ready to boot it away. Standing back there, facing that bright sun, will be Sells.
Nope.
Not that it was fresh and not that it will matter. Because you don't get your hands on a Cush kick anyway.
He's done a great job kicking
all. Yes, he has. Cigar at their own 15-yard line, 11:19 to go in this ball game now with the running clock. I started to say earlier, Troy, looking at the Irish lineup here.
Yep.
Out today, Evan Keithley, running back. Receiver Sam Dunn, starting quarterback. Matthew Nedrith has been out for a while. Riley Nelson is injured. Joe Simon, although you can't tell from the way he's playing today,
yeah,
has a banged up shoulder. So the Irish are doing well. I mean, a lot of, oh my goodness.
They got a lot of subs for Sacred Heart, and I got to get one name.
They're getting smaller as they come in, Troy.
Number 80, sophomore Connor Nelson in the game for the right tight end position.
Was he the last one that came in there?
Not the last one, no.
Barely see him. All right. In at quarterback now for the Irish is Brendan Bleron. And running the ball straightforward, Henry Rodinghouse, I believe. Is that correct?
Yep, Rodinghouse is 27. A lot of different numbers now being substituted in on both sides of the game. After three quarters, Johnson Brock leads 52-22.
Rodinghouse picked up four. He's at fullback. Toss the ball back, right into the left side, Rob Preschel. Did a stutter step, started again. Ran around to the left side, didn't find a whole lot of room there. It's going to bring up third down from the 17. He'll lose a couple on the play.
All right, going to have a tough time pronouncing this one. Number 20, Tucker Zarnik, 150-pound freshman.
That was easy.
That was easy?
Zarnik, yeah. He just crossed up one letter. I set for the Irish with 10:16 to go. Turn, hand the ball off, freshly get. In the backfield, spun down the 18-yard line to pick up a yard back, and will bring up fourth down for Sacred Heart.
Gage Braun, 185-pound freshman, getting on the tackle that time by the Flyers.
Sacred Heart will drop into punt formation here. Cooper Kanavi, the punter for Sacred Heart. Flyer sent a deep man back to about midfield. And there's a good one. Kanavi just blasted it past him. Ball bounces, picked up back in the 18-yard line by Baumgart. Spins away from one man who's been driving into two Irish defenders, and he'll be knocked down at the 24-yard line.
Looks like we got Rodinghouse and Clayton Keithley in on the tackle.
So the clock moving at 9:24 to go here. Ball's on the 24-yard line. They'll snap it at about 9:10 to go here in this fourth period. Up by 46 are the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. Been sitting here all afternoon. I'm going to have to sit all the way home.
Yeah, too. 3.5-hour drive, yeah.
Stretch it out here a little bit. Stand up, see if I can see any better what's going on here. Turn, hand the ball straight ahead, and cranked the tailback. Started hit the line of scrimmage, and he got spun around for very short gain of maybe a yard on the play.
Sophomore Quincy Kelliker getting in on the tackle that time by the Irish.
Call it second and nine, the ball to the 25-yard line here. Gain of one. They break the huddle. They're taking their time. Very patient, very methodical. Eyes set. Russell, snap count, offsides fall against the Irish coming up here at the 8:18 mark of this ball game. That will stop the clock momentarily. And that has been something.
Yeah.
This has been for a number of years. The Irish have faced that when they play St. Francis. That snap count, the line doesn't set, they call a count, then they set, and they set very aggressively. It can dry off sides. Right up the middle goes the fullback. He'll be across the 30 and taken down to the 32 or 33-yard line. Carrying the ball that time, I believe that was Carson Wagner, 155-pound freshman.
Gavin Clow, Ethan Nedenrip, and Quincy Kelliker in on the tackle for Sacred Heart.
Picked up three, and it brings up a third down and a couple with the previous offside penalty. Near side, left hash, third and one. Quarterback's taking a beating back there, but he's getting the ball handed off and getting tackled anyway. And it's a first down run. Straight ahead carrying the football is Zarnik.
Caleb Kirkendall doing a great job on the defensive line getting to that quarterback, but again, the quarterback's already handed the ball off. And in on the tackle that time by the Irish, got Gavin Clow and Quincy Kelliker.
Gain of four, first down Flyers. They will probably be on the road to the next round as an 8 seed, unless there's a lot of upsets or some upsets. Clock down to the 6:40 mark here. turn, hand the ball off, and move it straight forward again. Keelan Clausen, a 200-pound senior. Clausen down to the route to midfield at the 40-yard line, a gain of three.
Kanabe, and on the tackle along with Cloud. And going off what you just said there, John, I looked that up earlier, and I think they changed this 2 years ago.
Yeah, they reset everything.
And again, when you reset it, the higher seed automatically gets that home game.
I set second and seven. Turn, hand the ball off, and again, Emerson Krings on the carry. He got hit right on the scrimmage. They finally get him off his feet after forward progress. Down to the Irish 38, a gain of a couple of yards on the play.
Krings doing a great job of moving that white jersey forward. And
that's exactly what you want the young man to do. Yeah. Get her, play hard.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how far you're up, no matter how far you're behind. You want everything. You want them playing hard. You want as hard as they can, as long as they can.
Yep.
This is your chance to get better.
Make your moment count.
Third and five for the Irish 38. Clausen will hand it off. Straight ahead with the carry. And nowhere to go this time for the Flyer running back. No gain on the play. Brings up fourth down and five. Fourth and five. Again, Clausen, or rather Wessel, comes over and gets the play call. Wessel, back in there. Quarterback has not left the game. He's just a freshman. Gained experience. 4:45, and the clock moving down here. Sacred Heart on defense, offside. Yeah, they called it.
Your new down lineman getting into the game, not used to what's going on, even though they've seen it all night.
This will be Troy, and this is Doug Golse's 36th year as head football coach for Sacred Heart. This is only going to be the second time they finished with a losing record. Both years, 4-5. Both years they made the playoff. Hand off in front of the football. Baumgartner got loose. Baumgartner picks up yardage, sophomore, all the way down to the Sacred Heart 11-yard line and gained a 23.
Rob Freshel doing a great job getting the tackle that time for the Irish.
So 23-yard gain. We'll make it first down and 10 at the 11.
Going to your playbook here, the manual from the NSA website, page 54. First 16 round winning teams will be reseeded in 1 through 16, and again, your higher seed getting the home game.
Well, we know Howell's Dodge be home.
Yep. You would certainly think so, yeah.
Here is a handoff and bouncing to the outside, turn to the corner, and into the end zone for the touchdown. Fullback Tucker Zarnik. Zarnik will carry it in from 11 yards out, making the score 64-12 for St. Francis. So the Flyers get on the board one more time here. Johnson Brock, sounds like they're going to advance. They'll play next Friday night somewhere. Auburn will be in the playoffs next week on Friday night somewhere. And two Irish players on the right side of the defensive line jump on the extra. They've jumped, I guess, the third time on the extra point they've jumped off sides today. Yeah. And once again, from a yard and a half out, hand the ball to Zarnik, and they stopped him. No good. 64-12 with 3:17 to go. The Flyers lead the Irish. Back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey, Nebraska. Your Peru State College Game of the Week. Your scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. With 3:17 left in the game on a four-yard run, Tucker Zarnik, 150-pound freshman, puts it in for the end zone for Humphrey St. Francis. 8 plays, 56 yards, 2-point conversion failed. 64-12, Flyers.
Rob Freshel back deep for Sacred Heart to receive the kick. Cush, let's see if he can continue that streak. Everything's been in the end zone today. Looks it over. Approaches from the 20-yard line. Kicks it from the 30, and there she goes. 8 yards deep into the end zone. You know, this is one of our Peru State College games of the week this week. We have multiple games of the week. It will be announced City tomorrow night over on Sunny 101.3. And here on KTNC tomorrow night, Fall City will be on the road, and they'll be at Raymond Central. Speaking of Peru State College, State Heart Coach Doug Golson will be inducted into the Peru State College Hall of Fame. Actually, there's a ceremony tomorrow night, and then they'll be recognized at the Pathfinder football game for the Bobcats on Saturday. So congratulations to Coach Golson on that. Here's an eye set for the Irish. The handoff from Lenron goes straight forward. And not much running room there for the Sigart back. I believe that was Rottinghaus on the carry of the fullback. Yes.
Gage Braun, 105-pound freshman, getting the tackle for Humphrey St. Francis.
Not sure. At some point, there will be many Hall of Fames around the state of Nebraska that Doug Gold is not a member of.
Yeah.
Other than perhaps tennis.
Tennis.
Don't know that he's ever played tennis. Or coached it. I know he hasn't coached it. Very good straight ahead with the carry for the Irish. Run the ball, power right to the right side. Rob Freshel this time for another gain. He'll bring up third down and a couple as he picks up about six.
Matthew Brockhaus in on the tackle for Humphrey St. Francis.
That brings up third down and 1 yard to go for the Irish at their own 24-yard line.
2:23 in the clock moving. Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up after the game. Hand off from Lenron. Freshel and Rob Freshel moves straight forward over the right side. And he'll have first down yardage for Xavier Hart.
Devin Baumgart, sophomore, 145-pounder, getting the tackle for St. Francis.
I can think about anything with the Nats until they get on the inside of my glasses. Then things have to change.
And there's a problem.
Yes, there's a problem at that point, Troy. You're so well-versed at that. The ball is out to the 30-yard on that carry. Game of three, and now there's a straight ahead once again. Go the Irish. Freshel continues to carry. They'll pick up 5 yards, make it 4 yards on the play. And it'll bring up second and six at the 92nd mark of the ball game.
Brockhausen on the tackle for the Flyers.
Right hash mark. Lemeron under center. Split a man to the left side for the Irish. I believe that's Quincy Kelleher. High set. Turn and hand the ball off. Freshel cuts it outside. And nothing doing. Hit right at the line of scrimmage. No gain that time. Freshel.
Emerson Krings, 140-pound junior, getting the tackle there for St. Francis.
Under a minute to go now in the ball game. The Irish have time here. A couple more plays. Going into the ball game again. Connor Nelson, an in spot. Next to him, on the guard spot, Caleb Kirkendall. Hand it back. And again, that Freshel again, I think it was.
Yeah.
He'll pick up 5 yards short of the first down.
Quite a few blue jerseys on tackle that time. Looks like you got Andrew Cush and Matthew Brockhaus.
Excuse me, a 3 yard gain of the 39-yard line. And there's either going to be one more play or that was the last play. The Irish are going to come over and try to run one more play here. Pop down to 12 seconds. Lemeron looking over the defense. It's stacked in there. He'll turn. He'll give it to Freshel. Freshel will have no gain. It's going to be the ball game here. Final score. St. Francis Flyers. 64. Ball City Sacred Heart. 12 here. Final. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on TNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humphrey here in your scoring recap. Highland Community College is close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcommunitycollege.edu. After one quarter, it was 14-0 in Humphrey St. Francis. At halftime, it was 36-6 St. Francis. In the third quarter, Cush started the game off with a kickoff return for 61 yards and two-point conversion, make it 44-6. In the third quarter, an 18-yard interception return by Cush. Crings putting the two-point conversion in, 52-6. Sacred Heart getting in back on the scoreboard with 7:46 left in the third on a 53-yard pass from Freshel to Simon. Five-play, 65-yard drive, two-point conversion is no good, 52-12 after three. In the fourth quarter, 5-yard run by Crings, cap 12-play, 41-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed, 58-12, Humphrey St. Francis. And to finish up the game with 3:17 left, on a 4-yard run is Zarnik, 8 plays, 56 yards, and the score of the final here in Humphrey, 64-12.
Troy, not that you really had a thought that the Irish had a realistic chance to win down 36-6 at halftime, but that kickoff return and then three plays later, an interception return, both by Jaden and Cush. Those were just the backbreakers of whatever life the Irish had in them. Out of them right there, it was completely, at that point you go out, you know, hopefully nobody gets hurt and you move on, because that was those were backbreakers when that happened.
Correct.
In the game, Joe Simon, 4 catches, 162 yards. Don't turn me down, though. Yes, so turn you down, not me. Here comes the window close. I'm getting all kinds of trouble going here. All right, Simon, 4 catches, 162 yards, 2 touchdowns. James Freshel had 13 of 18 passes, 218 yards, and the 2 scores, both to Simon. Isaac Clausen had 108 yards rushing all in the first half for St. Francis, and that pretty much was the ball game right there, all the stats that mattered. Again, your final score, the win going to the St. Francis Flyers, 64-12. Over Fall City Sacred Heart. So that's going to wrap it up here at Humphrey St. Francis. The Irish finished the year 4-5. St. Francis now 6-3, and they move on to the second round of the Nebraska 8-man High School football playoffs next week. So that will wrap it up for Troy Nelson and our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom. I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from Humphrey, Nebraska.